USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be delivering an address tonight to the nation at 9 o'clock Eastern on the subject of border security and what he calls a national security crisis at the border with Mexico. Now, Democratic leaders are demanding equal time so as to be able to reply to the president's Oval Office address. So far, not all of the networks that will be carrying the president have agreed to carry Democrats. Florida Congresswoman Donna Shalala says it doesn't matter who gives the response.
One of our leaders obviously will give the response, but the response is consistent with what we've said.
And Shalala says that Democratic message is this.
Let's get the government open.
Whether all the networks air it or not, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they will be delivering that Democratic response to the president's remarks. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on the president's push for border security. He has suggested he might declare a national emergency crisis at the border, but his advisor, Kellyanne Conway, was hedging on that a bit on Fox last night.
He has never committed to it. White House counsel's office is researching the legal implications of it. But in many ways, it would also let Congress off the hook one more time.
House Democrats are today expected to introduce new gun safety legislation that would require universal background checks for all gun sales. Lawmakers in Tennessee, as well as many celebrities across the nation, are weighing in on Governor Bill Haslam's decision to grant convicted killer Cyntoia Brown clemency, the alleged sex trafficking victim sentenced to life in prison for the 2004 killing of a man when she was just 16. Democratic State Senator Brenda Gilmore saying the commutation of the sentence to parole was an answer to the prayers of millions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
China's top trade negotiator is now expected to visit Washington later this month. The announcement coming after talks this week in Beijing between the U.S. and China aimed at de-escalating trade tensions and working out some sort of agreement. The trade war between the two economic superpowers having resulted in economic slowdowns, including in China, and market instability in the U.S. The escalating tit-for-tat tariffs have also been put on hold now by President Trump to give negotiators a chance to try to reach a deal. Future plans of bankrupt retail giant Sears could be revealed in just a few hours. The company missed another deadline to report if it's still considering an offer by former CEO Eddie Lampert to fund a $4.4 billion deal that would keep at least 425 Sears stores open. Creditors have concerns about the proposed financing for the deal, and they wanted it closely examined. A federal judge is going to hear updates this morning ahead of the bankruptcy auction, which has been scheduled for January 14th. And a stretch of California's Pacific Coast Highway is finally open again in Ventura and LA counties. Caltrans says it was reopened just before 6:30 last night after being closed since Saturday night because of storm-related mud and debris flows, which had covered the road. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.